الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, we are now in our summer holidays. But despite the summer holidays, schools are closed. Sometimes certain workplaces will be closed. But for a Muslim, namaz is never closed. It's not today, by today, by your holiday, no salah for you. The masjid will be closed. Due to COVID, the masjid can be closed. But there's no holiday where the masjid has to be closed. We still have to perform our salah. We still have to make our preparations for the hereafter. There's a big lesson in this, because our purpose is not holiday in the dunya. Our purpose is not holiday in this dunya. Holiday for a Muslim, for a mu'min, for a believer is in the akhirah, in the hereafter. And that holiday is not for 6 weeks. That holiday is not for 8 weeks. That holiday is not for a year. That holiday is not even for 50, 60 years. That is a long holiday, everlasting holiday. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that everlasting holiday, inshallah. And that is such a holiday where a person will never get tired, person will never get ill, a person will never get bored. Because even in holidays you will get bored, even sitting at home doing nothing you get bored. But Jannah is such a place, heaven is such a place where no one will get bored. It's beyond our comprehension. We cannot even comprehend how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created Jannah, the ni'mats of Jannah, how we are going to feel in Jannah. The way we feel now, like we go to the Bahamas on the beach resort and we think about this is paradise. They call it paradise. And you think, wow. And you're on there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or one. First week, you're loving it. Second week, you're loving it. Then the third week, oh, my return date is the 15th. Oh, there's only 3 days left. Then packing. Then all everything. And then, oh, back home. Back to UK and it's raining. I go, where was I and where am I now? But that's the reality of life. That is the reality of life. My topic today is the topic of happiness. That is the reality of life. In dunya, there's no such a thing as a long holiday. There's no such a thing as everlasting happiness. There's no such a thing. Everyone is seeking for something, and that's something very few people find. The leaders, the achievers, the politicians, normal people like me and you, we are all seeking for happiness, but very few people will find happiness. Happiness is not a life. Happiness is a state. It's a state you're in. So one question I'm going to pose is, why is it so difficult to find happiness? Why is it so difficult to find happiness? The reason being is because our approach is wrong. We are looking for happiness in the wrong places. That's what it is. Where Allah has not created happiness in that, we are looking for happiness in that. We're looking for happiness in our next purchase. We're looking for happiness in our next car. We're looking for happiness in that next or better house. We're looking for happiness in that cool technology. I've got a new phone, Samsung, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then within 2 months, that's gone out as well, so we've got to go for another one. Then after 2 months, we're going for another one. Then after 3 months, we're going for another one. And I'm not happy with this now. Why? Because that person's got is better than mine. And technology is moving so fast, we cannot keep up with it. We cannot keep up. There are certain people we can't keep up by. He's too fast for me. I'm just about to start to think and he's already finished thinking. I'm about to try and make an effort for something and he's already done it and achieved it. Why? Sometimes why is it that that person achieves so much and we haven't? Because we're too laid back. Too lazy. We're wasting our time on things that not going to really, it's not really productive. And there are those people who are, mashallah, every second for them is very kimti, very precious. They're not wasting their time. They're not wasting their life. Not in this world, not in the hereafter. So we're looking for happiness in that next home. We're looking for happiness in that marriage. We think, okay, once I'm out from the shadows of my parents, I'm out of my house with my parents, I've been shackled. Once I get my own life, my own house, my own wife, my own car, I will gain happiness then. But what happens? Scientific researchers say, whatever new you buy, whatever new you get, that state of happiness only lasts for 6 months the most. 6 months, you've got a new house, you feel great. Oh, lovely sofa, lovely this, lovely that. For 1 month, 2 months, you've got the guests coming in. Wow, beautiful kitchen, beautiful lounge, beautiful this. We all feel happy. We're in a state of, we're elated. And then 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and then 6 months, it normalizes. It becomes normal. We've got a brand new car, BMW, W, whatever series. Soon as we sit in, we're in a state of happiness. We've gone high. Just by looking at the older gadgets, I don't even know how to use half of them, but it looks really nice. So that person's going to sit next to me. He's going to love it. I'm going to love it. It takes us 2-3 months just to get used to the car. Make sure no one scratches in the night. We wake up 2 o'clock in the morning. You got the camera there, right, pointed to that new car. There's no camera anywhere else, but the camera is pointed on that new car that we bought. Sleepless nights. Because I don't really have a garage. I don't really have a, but it's there on the fair. I don't know who's going to come. But then we got our friend, by come in my car, mashallah. There are those pious people and righteous people, when they buy a new car, you know what they do? They first, like, I'll have the imam to sit in my car first. I'll have the pious and righteous people sitting in my car first. So I can gain the barakah. You get the new house, I'll have the pious and righteous people eating the first food. أَكَلَ تَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ was mentioned. May the pious people eat from your food. Because it brings blessings in the house. Blessings in what you are bringing. I'm inviting you to give me dawat, okay? But 4 months, 5 months, and 6 months, everything normalizes. It becomes normal. After that, that car doesn't mean anything to you anymore. Now, a few scratches doesn't mean anything anymore. Now, a few scratches in the house doesn't mean anything anymore. Why? Becomes normal because that is the system of Allah. It's not my fault or your fault. It's the system of Allah, because Allah Ta'ala has not created happiness in materialistic worlds. Allah has not created. Allah has created me and you. Allah has created the world. Allah has not created happiness in materialistic things. We have to get that in our mind. That's why we'll never be happy. So the first reason why we don't get happiness is because we're looking for it in the wrong place. Okay. Second reason why sometimes we can't get happiness is because we are focusing on what we don't have rather than what we have. It's a big topic itself. Why are we not happy? Focusing on what we don't have rather than what we have. We're judging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billahi min zalik, on that one thing that He has not granted us, and we have overlooked all the 100,000 things that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. There was one person, very poor, he had no shoes. He couldn't walk. I've got no shoes. And he was complaining, look at these tatty shoes. He said, you know, I'm going to go to the masjid, and I'm going to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some shoes. So he leaves the house. While he's leaving the house, he noticed a brother coming out from the masjid. He bumped into him and noticed he had no legs. Immediately, he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh Allah, I am so ungrateful. I am so na shukr. I was worried about not having shoes, and this person has no legs. And that's the reason why sometimes we're not happy, because we forgot what Allah has granted us, and we're always looking at those things we don't have. Negative. So what if I don't? But Allah has granted me this. Allah has granted me that. And even if you have nothing, because it's a gathering of Muslims, even if you have nothing, doesn't, I'm so grateful Allah has granted me Iman and Islam. Even I have nothing. I've hardly got anything. No izzat, no honor, no house, no fame, no thingy. But Allah, you've granted me Iman and Islam, which is a certificate to Jannah. I've got the ticket to Jannah. I have nothing, but I've got ticket to the Wembley Stadium. I've got ticket to there. I've got nothing, but you know what? My house is nothing, but I've got ticket to watch a match which costs £50,000. And we boast about it. I've got nothing, but I've got ticket to Jannah. Wow. And that is Islam and Iman. Every mu'min, Iman in the heart is so precious. It's precious. It's like a hira, a pearl. Allah, in a safe, and that safe Allah that has created here. Allahu Akbar. Allah. Shukr of it every day, every second. This is the dua we made. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa mitna ala al-iman. Allah, keep us steadfast upon iman, and when I die with iman. We don't say, oh, may I die with so many thousands of pounds. I die with so many cars. I die with so much property. The dua Prophet is instructed us to make, oh Allah, I die with iman. Because iman is a certificate to Jannah. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who assisted the Prophet, assisted the Muslims, who helped them. Unfortunately, he's on his deathbed, he's dying without iman. Allahu Akbar. Just think. And he was well respected in the Quraysh. It was because of Abu Talib, the enemies of Islam would not actually torture and persecute Prophet ﷺ that much to that level, because of his uncle and his status in the community. You know, some people's status in the community, because of that, people don't say much. They're protected. Similarly here, yet Prophet ﷺ is saying, oh my uncle, just recite La ilaha illallah. Just recite La ilaha, then leave everything to me. In the hereafter, I'll talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. I'll talk on your behalf. You know, you're in trouble. Brother, I'm in trouble. Mawlana, can you help me? Okay, don't worry. I'll talk to him. I'll talk to the chairman. I'll talk to them. I'll talk it over. You leave it to me. And then, Achallah, Shai is in good hands. He's going to talk on my behalf. Prophet is saying, just recite La ilaha. He's not even saying, pray namaz now. Start doing this. You just recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah. And then leave the rest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. How much love the Prophet had for his ummah. We talk about happiness. Prophet said to Allah, oh Allah, will not be happy until every ummah of mine will enter Jannah and paradise. I will not be happy. We happy with the car, we happy with the house, we happy with materialistic progress. And here the Prophet is saying, I will not be happy, ya Allah, until every individual of my ummah, that's me and you, that's everyone outside, enters Jannah and Paradise. Allahu Akbar. We should be so proud being the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, happiness. Iman is the greatest ni'mat Allah has granted us. Don't worry about anything else. That doesn't mean don't progress in the dunya. Don't progress for the akhirah hereafter, obviously. But iman is a great gift. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. People are passing away every day we're hearing this person dying, this person dying, this person dying. You know, when we hear about a non-Muslim passing away, when was the last time we ever thought into our hearts and pray, Allah, if only he died with iman. Or he may have died with iman. Secretly accepted Islam. But we should have that fikr. That's what Allah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah is telling us, don't die but as a Muslim. Because you want to come to me, Allah is saying, come to me as a Muslim, not as anyone else. Because I only accept a Muslim on the day of Qiyam, on the day of hereafter. We have to go in an interview for any work. They expect you to come in certain clothing, certain thing. What are you doing? Doing mutala, you know. We try to find out, rehearsing the lines, make sure we get the right answers. Why? Because we want to pass. And are we rehearsing the lines for the hereafter? They're just claiming would not getting, it's going to be our amals and our deeds. So the reason why we sometimes are not happy is because we're focusing on those things that we don't have and overlook those things which Allah Ta'ala has granted us. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Whatever we have, be grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another reason why we are very unhappy sometimes, and people have very unhappy lives, they're always never happy, is because people sometimes tend to latch onto the past too much. What incidents happened to them? They were abused, they were oppressed. What happened to them? They keep on latching onto that all the time, and they're moaning and groaning, everything. They're not putting it behind in a new life in the future. Always what happened to them, and they're always talking about it. They think everyone deserves them a favor. Everyone deserves them, gives them, need to give them respect, needs to listen to them all the time. And we're always latching onto the past. And we're not looking at the present and what is required. Finally, what is happiness? Happiness is a consistent mental state of well-being. Happiness is a consistent mental state of well-being. It's internal, it's not external. That's why you see so many celebrities, movie stars, sport personalities, externally, they're looking great, they got wealth, they got fame, they got private jet, they got their own island, and you think, wow. But in the night, they're popping pills to go to sleep. We hear many instances where they've committed suicide. And you think to yourself, well, he's got wealth, he's got power, he's got fame, he's got money, he's got everything. Then why is he popping pills? Why is he committed suicide? Because happiness is to do inside. And there's one dua, and inshallah, I'll conclude with that inshallah in a bit. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, this dua we should be reciting. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, grant me contentment in my risk, in my livelihood. We're always asking for risk, money, provisions, work, money, wealth. But also ask for qana'at and contentment that I'm happy with. So whatever Allah gives, I'm happy with it. That's why a lot of people, when they fail, they don't know how to deal with failure. You know why that is? Because they don't have the Islamic solution, which is Radha bil Qadha. What Allah has made decision for you, happy with it. Allah has made me, Allah gave me this small job, I'm happy with. I'm not going to look for something else. But those people who are not content, they're always having problems. So what's happening? You've got a person who's rich and wealthy, he's still working 13 hours a week, 13 hours a day, 15 hours a day. Why? He's going for that number one spot. And even when he's got that number one spot, he's still working so many hours a day. Why? Because he's afraid that that person behind him, he's going to reach his spot. It's a game. So Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani, and then wabarik li. Wallah grant barakah in it. There are so many people who have so much, but they haven't achieved much from it. And there are those who have so less, but they've gone far away. He's got nothing, but he's got everything. It's barakah. It's a blessing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the reality of this life, the reality of the hereafter.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن